good morning. I think my husband was just speaking to you earlier. Sorry.
No, perfectly fine. He was just on the phone with me like 2 seconds ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what happened, but I was overhearing stuff.
okay.
And sorry, he has an appointment to go. My apologies, but we can finish the rest of it.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. Can I put the account under your name, or do you want me to leave it under his name? I mean, who's going to be the person to take the calls from, you know, when they're calling from Google, the listing that they see you guys on the first page?
Oh, it's going to show our name there?
Not your name. It's going to show Supreme Plumbing, but I'm saying for the account. So let's say whenever you call in and let's say you want to upload a new photo or you want to make any changes, I'm saying, can I leave the account that you guys, this account under Byron Paredes or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. And then he did give me the number 408-521-1431 as a primary phone of contact to where this will be the number that will be listed on Google. And this is where when the customers call, this is the number they're going to see that's going to pop up on the first page of Google. Is that number okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. All righty. And then just to verify, I did clarify with him, but since I have you on the phone and he says that you are his wife, so I get that you are the real boss. I'm just kidding. Don't tell him I said that. That's what I like to think. I like to think myself that I'm the boss, but I'm always asking, hey, honey, can we do this? And she's like, no. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I guess we can't, you know. And then we like to say we're the boss, but we're really not the boss. You know, you guys are always the boss. You know what they say? Happy wife, happy life, right? 414 Skyway Drive, San Jose, California, 95111. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then what days and what times did you guys like to, you know, it to show on the listing on Google that you guys are open to take calls from the customers?
I think he wants to put 24/7, so close on Sundays.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a little different. Just keep in mind, when you put 24/7, I mean, you will get calls 24/7. So hopefully that's okay, you know. So make sure you put your phone on silent that night. You don't want people calling you when you're sleeping, you know. Send them to voicemail. Okay. So I'll list you as a 24-hour service. It's actually really good, believe it or not, only because when you're doing plumbing, electrical, you know, these type of jobs require sometimes 24-hour service where people, you know, if they have an emergency, they can call you. So 24-hour service and then close on Sundays, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm assuming it's church day. I'm just
kidding.
Yes,
it is church.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Yeah,
all right. I say that sometimes, and then, you know, you get some guys that are like, no, man, it's not church day. It's the day for me para que me recupere de la cruda. I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry, man. I'm just sorry to make an assumption. But no, I'm a church type of guy, too. I go to a Pentecostal church, and, I reserve Sundays también for that particular reason. Now, a question.
Important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. How far is Byron willing to travel for new customers outside of San Jose? Or I should ask better, how far do you guys want the listing to be seen on Google? Like, you know, how far did you guys want it to show? We have a minimum of 5 miles, and our maximum radius will be 50 miles. So you have that availability. I don't know if he's willing to, you know, travel. 50 miles is probably like an hour and 20 minutes. Or if he wants to stay closer to home.
Well, he has family in Oakland that he can just, like, call up if they need help or something. But I think up to Oakland, I think.
Up to Oakland. Okay, so he can, you know, subcontract then, like, send the work out to someone if he has to. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put them at the maximum radius and 50 miles out, okay?
Oh, okay.
And what's the name of the website that he said you guys have? Do you guys have a website?
Yes. It's okay. It's supremeplumbingnow.com.
And did you guys build that yourselves?
Yes, we did. Well, he did, should I say. He built that himself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to check it out. Give me a second. And I'm just going to be very frank with you. If it's a good website, you know, I like to be very straightforward. Hopefully it, you know.
Yeah, check it out.
Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at it here. Hey, is that a character, that cartoon character, him there with the,
that
plunge?
That is him, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow, Byron, te dejaste caer with that one. That one's pretty cool. I mean, okay. Okay. All right, let's see here. Okay. Hey, man, this is pretty nice. This is actually,
thank you.
This is pretty decent. Oh, there you go. I'm assuming that's you that are fixing those boilers. Is that Byron there?
Okay. I think so. He's wearing
a face mask.
Yeah, it's hard to see. He's did some old work, so he put some photos there. But thank
nice.
You. I'll let him
okay.
know.
Yeah. I kid you not. I mean, the website looks pretty good. Sweet, what homeowners are saying. And then, you know, that's good that he put some of the reviews on here. That helps a lot. That's actually a very smart idea. Perfect. Okay. So we would be able to get the website, listed on the first page of Google as well. Okay.
Nice.
Just
okay.
So you know. Yeah, absolutely. Cause like I told Byron, I mean, it doesn't, it's always great to have a website, but you want to make sure that it's being viewed by people
yeah.
that are looking for your services at the time that they are. So, believe you me that being on the first page, it definitely be viewed.
Mm-hmm.
He did tell me that you guys currently don't have a Facebook. Is that correct or you do?
The thing is I don't know how to use Facebook. He's the one that is, I think he's going to open it. Or I don't know if he
yeah.
has opened it.
Yeah. Let him know that we will help him open that. We would help him
mm-hmm.
open a business, Facebook for Supreme Plumbing. And then what we would do is that we would promote the Facebook page because we work, Google and Facebook work together. So we would promote the Facebook page that he has. And then we would
mm-hmm.
run ads, you know, we would do mm-hmm. advertisements on Facebook for
mm-hmm.
him, and that's already included. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll do Facebook ads for you guys. That's already included. You know, he did tell me he has a listing on Yelp. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The last platform that we would list him on that we also work as a partner is Apple. For anyone that uses,
mm-hmm.
you know, an iPhone to do searches through Safari, we would
mm-hmm.
also list, Supreme Plumbing through the, Apple platforms. Okay.
Oh, great.
Perfect. And then I am listing you guys as, commercial and residential. You guys are
yeah.
open to both, correct? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then, I'm sorry, I didn't even catch your name. My apologies.
Oh, no, it's okay. My name is Lupita.
Mm-hmm. Lupita, okay. Lupita, and I'm assuming you're Paderes as well?
Soon to be. We're engaged. We're going to get married
gotcha.
This month, actually. So.
nice. Okay, I'll list you as Paderes. Lupita
mm-hmm.
Paderes is also authorized on this account. Okay, sorry, I was just adding you as an authorized party on here. Give me 1 second.
Okay,
perfect. Okay. And then you have access as well, Lupita, to info@supremeplumbingnow.com, I'm assuming?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send the confirmations there in a second. So bear with me here. The pictures that he does take, I'm assuming he has them on his phone?
Yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. Perfect. Awesome, awesome. Because we can list those on Google as well. I do need to create a password for the account. This is in the event that you call us or we call you. We have to make sure that we're speaking to only Byron or you, Lupita. So I'm going to create a password. I'm going to ask you one of these questions. The answer you give me will be the password to the account.
Okay.
Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name. You can choose one of those.
City I was born, or okay, my good. First pet's name. Sorry, I'm thinking, I think I want to do the pet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is that?
Bella.
Believe it or not, my sister has a Maltese. Yeah, small dog, beautiful dog. And that's her name, Bella.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and that's B-E-L-L-A.
B-E-L-L-A, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, Bella is the password to the account, of course. I'm sure you won't forget that. Just make sure you don't. Okay, bear with me here 1 second. And then Byron did tell me he is able to accept customers' calls as of right now. So if they start, you know, if you guys start getting work, you guys are able to attend to it, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Oh, I'm almost done here. Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
No worries. I just had a quick question. So for the address, will our address be shown on Google too, or?
Absolutely not. Unless you wanted it to show, we never list anyone's address on there. I mean, the last thing we want is a weirdo to show up to your house and say, "Hey, I need a plumbing job." Yeah. You're like, "Wait a minute, what are you doing here?"
Yeah, no, thank you.
No, absolutely not. Under Google guidelines and policies, we're not allowed to ever disclose any client's address unless it's a storefront address, right, where you want it listed on Google. You know, then that makes sense because you have a storefront.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry. All the information is confidential, ma'am. Okay. Perfect. And then Lupita, regarding the monthly payment, how did you guys want to handle that? Are you guys using a company card or are you guys going to use a personal debit card?
It's a company credit card. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming it's going to say Supreme Plumbing.
Yeah, Supreme Plumbing.
Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. ¿Y está nombre tuyo o nombre de Byron?
It's his name, Byron. But it is.
Byron. Is there a middle initial? Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Oh, and a quick question. I'm sorry. I just seen the system ask me this, and I didn't even fill it out. Can we list you guys as a bilingual company? ¿Hablas español, Lupita?
Sí, por supuesto.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, you know what? Your English is really good. I'm not just saying that to try to be, you know, a brown nose or anything like that. No, you speak English very well that, you know, you wouldn't assume you spoke Spanish, you know.
¿Eres
nacida aquí?
Sí, soy nacida acá. Es de que por mi trabajo hablo español, entonces por eso me ha ayudado mucho, porque sin eso, oh my gosh. Era peor mi español, pero el trabajo me ayuda.
Nice. Yeah, because I hear Byron, and I know he speaks English, but I can tell he has a very tiny accent. I mean, don't tell him that. I hope he doesn't get upset. you know, and I was just like, man, I didn't think for a second maybe you spoke Spanish, but okay. I'm going to list you guys as a bilingual company. So that actually helps a lot because, you know, la gente que no habla inglés se siente como la llamándoles. Okay?
Oh, sí, por supuesto. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, and then the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard? What type of card is it?
American Express.
And Amex. Okay, give me a second. Let me go ahead and change that here. And then I'm going to send the confirmation as we're on the phone over to the email that you guys provided, the one that you said you have access to, the info. I'm going to send the confirmations there right now, okay? All right, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the card number.
Okay, yes. Email is, credit card, sorry, 3729.
Okay.
8614.
Okay.
6301015.
Perfect. Expiration?
1229.
December 29. And then if I can get what is called a DC code, it's going to be for an Amex. It's going to be the four numbers in the front.
Okay. 8833.
8833? 8833. Okay, perfect. Most cards have the numbers on the back, but the Amex is one of the only ones that has it on the front. All right. Okay, bear with me one quick second. What I, you know, while I validate that the card that you provided, Lupita, is a valid one. Okay, so just bear with me here one quick second.
Okay.
He tells me you guys just opened the company not too long ago, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I guess he got tired of working for someone else, huh? He's like, screw that, man. Time to do it for myself. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm trying this whole new adventure. Whole new thing. Mm-hmm.
Qué bueno. Qué bueno, man. I promise you that you guys are gonna love Google services. Like I told Byron, you know, it's not a service that's gonna make you a millionaire, but it's gonna keep you guys busy. And that's what people want. You know, they just wanna have a consistency flow of work. I mean,
right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
¿Eres mexicana, Lupita?
Sí. Sí, tú, también.
También, yeah. Well, you know what? I can't, it's funny because I bought a house out in Rosarito. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Rosarito, Baja California.
Oh my God, it's so nice there.
Yeah, I bought a house right off the coast. Oh my God, it's beautiful. Voy para allá, and everybody calls me El Pocho, which is like a Mexican-American, you know? So it's funny because, you know, we're not Mexican enough to be accepted as a Mexican, and we're not American
Tell
enough.
Tell me about it.
You know? So it's like, I'm Mexican, I'm first generation because of my parents, you know?
Yeah.
My parents are both born in Mexico, pero yo soy nacido acá. But,
it's hard because you don't know where you, like, fit.
Where you fit in. Como decía la India María, ni de aquí ni de allá.
Yeah.
Okay. Lupita, I do have to read you our disclosure. This is really brief. I just have to, read this to you. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's something that you need me to clarify for you, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to do that. Okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. As an added form of protection for you, we also have to verify everything is correct. So just to make sure that everything will be entered correctly on the Google platform, can you please state the name of the company?
Supreme Plumbing.
Okay, perfect. Do you guys have an LLC or a DBA that you wanted to show, or just Supreme Plumbing is fine?
Just Supreme Plumbing is fine.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
My name is Lupita Guzman, and I'm the administrator operations, I suppose.
Right, administrator, office manager, wife. You're the you carry all the hats, right? Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Supreme Plumbing?
Yes.
Okay, and you are authorized to use the card that you provided.
Yes.
I know it's Byron's, but I'm assuming you're authorized. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, he gave me another one just for me. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, how nice of him. Okay. Perfect. Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Lupita, we ask that you guys also participate in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Like Google email and phone calls?
No. Like if we ever call you directly from the company, you know, like let's say we need to update information or something.
Oh,
we're just asking
sure.
that, you know, if you agree to answer our calls. Okay perfect.
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash, we are a certified Google partner. We will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. All we ask that if at any point you guys bring another company on board, that you guys keep us in the loop with that. Normally, that only happens when you have, like, multiple locations in different states, but I still have to let you know. Okay.
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term, keep in mind that the monthly payment is $249 once a month, which I discussed with Byron. You guys do pay a one-time $99 setup fee. So the amount that will be processed today is $348, and every month after, it's $249 once a month. Your next payment is not due until February 13th. Also, keep in mind, Lupita, that this is not a contract, okay? You guys have the right to stop or cancel the service anytime if you're not happy, okay?
Okay.
I can, if you ever did want to stop it, I can text you the number, or I can give it to you if you want to write it down for our customer service.
Oh, so this is the number I can call you guys if I have questions?
Yeah. If you ever you have any questions, concerns, you can call us here. I already texted over to Byron because I texted him the link. Here, let me double check here. Bear with me 1 second. You know what? I'm going to add your phone if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is your number the 1413? Is that yours?
It's the company's number, actually. It's like an app we're using. But you can text it there.
I can text it there and you'll get it? Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay. All right, perfect. I just text over the company number to you, and I'm also going to send you my personal extension, okay? It's going to come included there, so bear with me 1 second. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. It says, this is Mario with Local Splash. Let's get your company on the first page of Google. Contact me. The 877-635-6225. That's our customer service line. And ahí está mi extensión, 1128. If you guys ever need to contact me for any reason, please make sure you do. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Mario.
Perfect. Just bear with me here 1 quick second. Ya mero acabo. Thank you for being patient, by the way, guys.
No worries.
In a few, maybe in a minute, you're going to start getting text messages. You're going to start getting emails that say, you know, welcome to the company, welcome on board. Let's get the company on the first page of Google. There's going to be one particular email that you're going to receive, Lupita, that does need to be filled out. It's simply saying that you give us permission to call you when we need to and that all the information that you provided today is correct. If you have like 2 minutes, if you have access to that email, I can walk you through it. So this way when you get a call, because you're going to get a call from our IT guys, you know, that they're going to, you know, these are the guys that are going to, put the website on Google. They do all the, I'm sure you know what the IT department is, right? They're going to call you tomorrow. Or if you have time later today, I actually have their, schedule open later today. I would suggest, si puedes hoy más tarde mejor, so we can get everything out of the way. You know, cause they'll call you and they say, hey, do you guys have any pictures? They're the ones that are going to do the listing on Apple, on Facebook. So do you have time later today, Lupita, or do you rather have them call you tomorrow?
Are they open to call after 5?
No, you know what? No estamos after 5. We can do tomorrow morning. We get in at the office at 7 a.m., as early as the 7. You know, we can do 7 or 8, como tú quieras.
7 a.m. is good.
7 a.m., okay, perfect. All right, are you looking at your emails?
I got it. It says, please click here to accept the subscription.
Oh, my God. You are so fast. Oh, my God. That is awesome. A veces tengo que estar aquí con los clientes, and I'm like, they're like, no lo miro, no lo miro. And I'm like, come on, it's right there. Okay. Click on that. Once you do, please look for the company number, the 408-521-1430. Yes. Okay. Right underneath that number, I'll explain it to you really quick. I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number, which are text messages that you allow us to text you when we have to. And then right underneath that, I certify and authorize that I'm the cardholder of the credit card and that the information I provided is complete and accurate. So click on both of those little boxes. Once you do that, like two or three sentences underneath that, va a decir signature y el nombre de Byron, because the card's under his name, Byron Paredes. And then right underneath, do you see his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right underneath his name, there's a little orange box where you have to type in his name exactly as it is right there. Capital B, Byron, and then capital P, Paredes. What this is going to do, once you type in his name, then you want to hit confirm signature. Si no te deja hacerlo, you got to turn the phone sideways. But what this is going to do, just so you know, Lupita, it's going to give you access to our dashboard. Our dashboard is where you're able to see how many people are clicking on the Google platform, how many phone calls are being generated from Google. Everything that we're able to see on the back end, we are going to provide that information to you as well. You know, it's okay. Like you'll be able to have that access to the platform to see all those details as well. Once you put confirm signature, it's going to take you to another page where it's going to ask you for your password and credentials. Let me know if you see that. I believe it's going to ask you for like a username and password. That's how you know if you did it correctly.
Okay. Sorry, I just saw some notes there. Is it going to be $100 additional monthly?
No, absolutely not. No, los $100 van puestos para los ads que corremos en Facebook, so it's allocated. The $249 nunca va a cambiar, Lupita. That's going to be a firm pricing. And keep in mind that all of our calls here, because of Google guidelines, are recorded. So anything I tell you, we have to abide by it. If at any point, you know, tú puedes decir, hey, man, Mario me dijo esto, and they'll just pull up the call. So I'm telling you.
And Mario.
Tell me.
Sorry. Thank you. Sorry. I'm going to do it on my laptop because I don't know why it's not letting me sign, but.
Okay.
So Byron had an appointment today. I'm actually working right now. He was supposed to take the calls afterwards, but I don't know if you can call me later or, I go on break at 10:45. So, or is there anything else I need to do? Sorry, I want to finish this, but they're timing me, and they're going to text me soon. They're going to be like, where are you?
No, Lupita, okay. Is that complete the process que ibas a hacer ahorita? Because cuando te llamen mañana a las 7 de la mañana, if you do this right now, it'll save, because that call will be like 30 minutes. So if you do this right now, it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes. If you don't get to it, it's not a big deal. The technicians, cuando te hablen mañana del IT department, they'll walk you through it también. But normally, I like to help my clients complete this. That way, when they get the call from the IT guys, IT guys will see, oh, okay, you already did the terms, you know. Pero, so, yeah, as long as you get it completed today, you're fine. If you don't worry about it. Like I said, our IT guys will walk you through it. I didn't know you were in a rush. I'm sorry, Lupita.
No,
it's okay. Let me just say this to you, maybe 30 more seconds. You know what? Welcome on board. Welcome to the family. You know, we look forward in the relationship between us and Supreme Plumbing to be long-term. Thank you guys for giving us an opportunity to work with you guys here at Local Splash Aside Partners with Google and to put you guys on the first page. Again,
great.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Mario.
You know, y hablamos thank you mañana so a las 7 de la morning.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Lupita. Bye. Okay, bye-bye now.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.